Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we're going to be learning about Neighbors Feeding Neighbors program. Joining me is the owner of Lewiston's Grocery Outlet, Carlo Montalban, and P1FCU's community development specialist, Jason Halstead. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jason, can you start by telling us about Neighbors Feeding Neighbors and how it started?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, this is one of my favorite things that we do every year. I mean, it's really helping people out. So what our Neighbors Feeding Neighbors campaign basically does is we'll have community members nominate families, single people, whoever anybody thinks are in need. They'll nominate them for a great turkey dinner that we actually personally deliver to folks all across four branch areas. So awesome. A great thing this year, yeah.
Absolutely. And I see you're wearing your Season of Giving shirt.
I am, yeah.
And that's a part of that campaign, right?
It is, correct, yeah.
Awesome. How did you first connect with Carlo?
So I actually was following his grocery outlet page. And
nice.
I just saw all the amazing stuff that he did for the community. And we just thought, you know, hey, man, this is a great fit for us to have Carlo partner with us. He's always willing. This is his third year, I believe, you're helping us this year. But he bends over backwards to try to get us what we need. And we're extremely grateful.
Oh, it's a fun event, right?
It is. Yeah. Like I said, it's my favorite campaign of the year.
Yeah.
Really? Out of 12 months?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's enjoy a season of giving.
It's just like giving back, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. What were your thoughts when you reached out and you were like, okay?
You know, my automatic answer with any business connection is yes. Like, yes, let's get to the details later. But, mm-hmm. you know, I tend to have that personality where I like to overcommit. And, you know, wherever things fall, they fall. But if we feed one extra kid, mm-hmm. I think it's a success.
Absolutely. You know? So you would say that this program is important to you personally and as a business owner, just giving back into the community that you...
For us, that statement makes sense.
Yeah.
For us. For, you know, Kylie and I, we try to, throughout the year, really have this blended giving throughout, you know, where we can. Mm-hmm. So anytime a business connection reaches out and says, hey, this is what we're doing, would you like to, A, connect with us, right? And then, B, possibly add. So it's, yeah, it just makes sense for us.
Yeah. Do you have a story or maybe a moment from the past that really sticks out to you as, from this campaign where you're kind of like, that I want to do this forever?
So just relative to what you guys do, you know, I love it when businesses actually take that position of, you know, it's my responsibility to kind of lift our community. Mm-hmm. It's something that I wish more businesses did, right? So, I mean, this is one of the main reasons when, you know, I see Jason, you know, I like to plan ahead and how do we do it better right. the next year? What are we going to do different this year? So the memories in itself is just the factor of knowing that more kids are going to be fed.
Yes, absolutely. And what does the event look like? I mean, what goes into that?
Beginning of November, we'll start the nomination process. So, like I said, people can nominate families or just individuals. Typically it's done online, but most of our branch areas will have a paper form in case you don't have access to the internet. Mm-hmm. We'll compile all of those nomination forms, and then we just start calling these families. You asked about, you know, kind of a certain situation. I don't really have a certain situation for, you know, what kind of impact I have, more of just like calling these people on a one-on-one basis and like really hearing like they're choking up because, you know, they may be stressed out that – they may not have food on the table for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Sure. And so just that, I guess the relief in their voice when you let them know that somebody's nominated them and they're going to be set for Christmas is super rewarding to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have like the best job to be able to do that.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, I'll sometimes choke up with them, so it's hard. Yeah.
And do you really have do you require volunteers for this type of thing? Or
we do. So once we've figure out how many nominated families we receive. We'll start getting them to all the branch, you know, the specific branch areas, and then we'll start getting volunteers to start delivering. We hand deliver. We deliver right to people's doors. So it's a full turkey dinner. All the fixings, you know, potatoes, stuffing, salad, rolls. There's more things I'm going to forget, but so it's makes, you know, like I said, it's a complete meal for these families.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just start scheduling times and days where volunteer or our PUNFC employees can start delivering to those families.
And that's where you guys come into play, right? Because you supply all the.
Yeah. How many families are we doing this year?
We are hoping to do 100.
100?
Yeah.
How many did we do last year?
Oh, gosh. I think in the 80s, I believe.
80s, yeah. And the year prior.
Oh, gosh. About the same. Yeah. Our goal is always about 100 families every year. And that goes not just for the Lewis Clark Valley, but that's all of our branch locations as well. So,
yeah. It's good. Yeah. I like it.
I
think I'll partner with you this year again.
Thank you.
It's one of those things when you think about the holidays, you just think about, you know, sitting around the table with your family and having that big meal or whatever that looks like for your family. So the fact that you guys are, you know, two worlds are colliding to deliver that for people is incredible.
Yeah.
So I think it's really special.
Yeah. Like I said, me reaching out to Carlo was a no brainer for me. I mean, I knew how much in Lewiston and Lewis Clark Valley he did for this community. And so we definitely wanted to have him be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you mentioned nominations can happen online.
Yep.
Or can they maybe visit their local branch?
So we'll have paper forms as well. And so those branches will just scan those and send them to us and we'll put them in the system as well. So they'll be added to the overall list.
Amazing. Yeah,
so we give anybody any opportunity to be able to nominate somebody. So
awesome. Yeah. Do you guys do anything at the grocery outlet that's similar to this or something around those lines?
We do throughout the year. We don't often like advertise the when we do families.
Just
not something. In the past we've had this kind of roller coaster ride with our community outreach. When we first started out, we did zero. Mm-hmm. Advertising. And then, you know, one of our advisors were like, hey, you're already spending X amount of money. You should really get your community behind you. And then Kylie and I were just like, it's not really why we want to do it. So then we slowly started doing it. And then we kind of pulled back a little bit more. We'll do Christmas. We'll give away toys to underprivileged homes that we do on the down low. Just send out a thing and say, hey, just let us know how many kids, genders, age group, and then we'll just make small baskets.
Yeah.
Prior to you guys partnering with me, we actually did turkey dinners where we had people email us families, and we just did the turkey dinners for them. So this was kind of like a great coincidence because, we went from supplying 25 to, 50 to now we can do.
Gosh, so
100 with you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As we kind of mature into our business, we're developing these connections. And then even with my social clubs, we're kind of doing an additional. And it's just kind of one of those magnificent things that the more connections we make, the more we find that, hey, not everything you guys do makes sense for our business, but we were doing this in a smaller format. If we partner with you, we can expect, we can spend the same amount and kind of increase reach.
Yeah, broader reach.
Yeah. Well, it just makes so much sense because, I'm reading your t-shirt, Welcome to Bargain Bliss. And it's for what Grocery Outlet does for the community as far as, especially in today's economy, a bargain when you're grocery shopping, that's just, super appropriate as far as saving money on groceries and being able to provide, especially during the holidays, provide for your kids and get them exactly what they want for Christmas or whatever that looks like. I mean, it's all around, I think, is really cool.
Yeah. And prices aren't getting any lower anywhere.
No, they're not.
It just compounds food insecurities for families as well. So, it just makes it more stressful for people to try to afford just the basic needs that they need for their families.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the last question I have for both of you is something we ask all of our guests, and you each can answer whenever you want to. But that is, what is one thing you wish you would have known about money earlier in life?
start.
You're the professional.
Take it away.
One thing I learned is money doesn't grow on trees. I mean, I remember being a kid and driving by an ATM and just, you know, hey, mom, can we get some money? Yeah. Like, it's just a free box that gives money out. So, yeah. So that was one thing. The other thing is that I wish I would have started saving sooner. I mean, I encourage when I do financial classes at schools and stuff, or young adults, I say, you know, start saving. You may not think you need a 401k or something at this early in your life, but start saving for your retirement because it'll come sooner than you think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Jeez. Do I need to say anything?
I know. I'm like, I second that.
I think for me is, money is this weird item that we deal with as a society. And for me, it's one of those things where you kind of have to treat it as its own being. Right? Like when you're younger, you don't really, grandpa pulls out a quarter or a shiny half dollar. You're excited, but you're not excited about the worth, the monetary worth of that. You're excited about grandpa giving it to you. Mm. Right? And then when you become a teen, you think of money as something you need for something else. Mm. And then as you kind of grow up and mature, you're kind of stressed for money. And it kind of turns into this ugly worth, right? And then you know, we're forced to, the rat race. But for me, it's one of those things where it's a being that you can look at it in a very neutral way. You can look at it as it's endless, but that has physical equity where you have to physically work for it, right? You can look at it in the sense of depending on what kind of income bracket you're at. I think you have a different viewpoint of it. Mm-hmm. But for me overall, it's just this weird being in itself.
Yeah.
That it's, depending on who you are, what you are, it's kind of just a funny item.
Yeah.
To me. I mean,
that's an interesting perspective because right? It's like you can choose to have a relationship with money in your way.
Yeah.
In the way that you want it to be.
Yeah. And everyone's relationship with money is so different.
Very true.
For sure.
And especially in the grocery world, I look at it, there's 25 years I've been in the grocery world and you can really tell who has a deep relationship with money in the sense of understanding its worth to our community with the savings and all that. And then you can tell who has more of a freer lifestyle where they just, it's money. I need it for something, but it's not important to me. Right. And then you have, the younger, you can tell when a family's just kind of starting and slowly maturing. And then you can tell they're watching their pennies, right. Yeah. They're watching their dollars. So yeah, it's kind of a very fascinating question.
Yeah, for sure.
I should have watched the podcast through and through so I would have had a more educated answer.
That's a great perspective because you can only imagine, we probably get a lot of the same answers. So that's a new one, honestly, a relationship with money. You can have whatever kind of relationship with money that you want. So I think that's really great perspective. Well, thank you, you two, for being here today and explaining what Neighbors Feeding Neighbors is. And thank you for all you do for the community.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.